Marco,
Sean,
I'm feeling very positive that it's possible this year.
Is it though?
Yep.
What is it?
Possible. The art of possible is possible.
Is it plausible too?
It's possible.
But you know what I'm referring
to? Not possible, plausible. Yeah.
I'm referring to the plausible impossible, which was one of the Walt Disney theory about making things possible in cartoons, even if they were impossible. Mm-hmm. Always really nice to think about that from a creative perspective. So I'm curious, why did you start with that question?
Because my brain is very simple. And I like to stump you with simple things, and you always come back with fun, more intelligent responses than I'm prepared for.
I try. Know.
You do.
But I think there is another reason why you use the art of possible. let's not hide it. People are also watching this, so if they can see who is on, it's a tradition. So come on, bring it.
It's the tradition of the year for us, Marco, and I say that with full sincerity, to have Linda and Britta on as we kick off our annual coverage of RSA Conference USA.
Hello.
So good to see you.
Great to see you both too. Thank you for having us.
Always great to be here. See you. Always good to see you, even if sometimes on another continent.
That's right.
I'm just going to leave it where it is.
Yeah. Just keep people guessing what that
wherever you are, it's always and thanks for mostly me ramble unintelligently as we kick off our coverage, which this year's conference theme, as Marco pointed out, is the art of possible. And we're going to uncover what that means.
Yeah.
Themes, topics, speakers, content. What is possible this year? Folks hopefully know who you are from all the times we've had you on the show, and hopefully they get to meet you in person in San Francisco, if not on another continent. But for those who are new to this space, what is possible with Britta Glade? Tell us a little bit about what you're up to, Britta.
Oh, you bet. Everything is possible with Britta Glade, and that's what's exciting about the theme this year. So my job is overseeing all the content education across conference as a whole. So we have got some really exciting things in store for you.
I love it. And Linda?
Yes, and my job is the overall responsibility for RSA Conference. Yeah, so Britta and I are obviously very close colleagues, and we love coming on your show, I'm going to call it, together, actually, because, you know, we go through this whole cycle and obviously the conference together. So hopefully between the two of us, we can share some good insights about what's coming up this year.
Yeah, absolutely exciting. I know there are some fresh announcements just made, I think, yesterday, or at least that's when I saw it, about keynotes. So we're going to definitely talk about that too. But so again, we're talking about RSA Conference 2024, San Francisco, Moscone Center. We have made many chats on the road. That's how we used to call this. Now, on the road, virtual, we don't know anymore. You know, it's all good, but it's always exciting.
We're both flying from different locations this time.
Exactly. So. This year is actually different. I'm not even going to drive this year. But the beauty of all of this is that we try to make it happen earlier and earlier, because we know that people are excited about coming to San Francisco, coming to RSA Conference, and we are excited to kind of spill the beans here on what's going on. So I would say let's start with the art of possible. Linda, why, or Britta, I mean, both of you, why that theme? Why that name?
So I'll jump in here, Britta, if that's okay. So, you know, RSA Conference is all about its community, bringing the community together, right? That's at the very heart of who we are and what we do. So the art of possible is really about embracing the power of our community to help us collectively embrace new ideas, make connections, expand our own networks, and take that next great leap forward. And staying ahead of today's threats and what's coming in the future, it requires feeling, it requires instinct, it requires, honestly, vision. And to quote last year's theme and to thread the needle between the 2 years, we're stronger together. And embracing the power of community makes the impossible seem more possible. So that's, you know, at its very core, what it's all about. Britta, I don't know if you've got anything to add.
Yeah, no, that was well articulated. What I like about this thematically is you think about, I'm willing to bet both of you have said this phrase, even not related to, say, conference, right? It's in our vernacular. It's humans talk about this. And as our great team develops the theme every year, it's a long process. They come up with lots of ideas. And this one just stuck for us. You know, we're in a year of AI. Wow. You know, look at the art of the possible there. We're in a year of, as Linda said, you know, the teamwork that we have. We're great technical innovation happening. And at the core of all of it is our community. And different possibilities happen when different people have different conversations. So it really, yeah. I'm always inspired by our theme. This one's super exciting to me because of the yeah. ways we can yeah. explore and look at, you know, what's possible now and beyond.
Yeah, and what I love about it is as soon as we announce the theme or we start working on it, suddenly it becomes part of what we talk about every day. So I must have said the art of possible 1,000 times since we decided on this theme. And I know that you see it, Britta, in the content and what people are submitting, like people really take it to heart. And yeah, that's great.
We, you know why I think that is, because as you were talking and I was also briefly reflecting on my silliness at the beginning, it allows people to have their own view of what's possible. And for me on my show, Redefining Cybersecurity, I'm always pressing my guests to think about what is possible. How do we redefine what we're doing? How do we change the way we explore things? I believe wholeheartedly that cybersecurity is due for a huge transformation. Every other part of the business has had a transformation. It's our turn in cybersecurity. That's my view. Something is possible there. The innovation, the team coming together, it's possible when we do come together and make it happen. So for me, it's going to be my view, the vendor's view, the speaker's view, the researcher's view, the university, the student, all of these elements coming together to make it possible. And everybody's going to have their own piece of that puzzle, if you will.
Right. And it means different things to different people, dependent on what you do and who you are. But it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the power of our community makes things happen. Whatever you do, whoever you are, wherever you're from, you know. So,
yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Sean, the point you just made, the day after our theme was announced, one of my favorite CISOs in the world, Emma Smith, CISO of Vodafone, you know, shout out to Emma. She pinged me with an email. She said, oh, my gosh, that is a phrase I use all the time with my team to inspire them, to help them think differently, to, well, what if we try? Don't, you know, don't see boundaries, don't see limitations, you know, think differently. So I've really, and I, you know, that's one of a million stories I've had in and around this theme. So I love to see our community leaning into it and really taking it as an inspiration, if you will, of thinking a little bit differently, thinking, you know, thinking forward.
I think it's very human, right? And it connects, again, creativity, humanity, challenging the status quo, be a, you know, a hacker in the good sense of the world of breaking things and make it better, and thinking, again, all the things that we have now that, you know, 10 years ago, you would have think to chat GPT or something like that. You know, it seems impossible then, except there were visionary that thought that was actually possible, and it happened. You said about the excitement of people when they heard the name. I was one of them. Sean was one of them. Is reflecting also the kind of talk that we're going to have this year? And Britta, I think this is maybe you to start.
Yeah, you know, I love that question. It's interesting. We had over 2,700 submissions this year. You know, every year that you know, the stick gets further and further and further away. And it's really interesting to see how people lean into it. Again, the theme doesn't exist because all talks selected will conform into X, but rather you see people drafting, being inspired, making them think a little bit differently, and how that comes through in the articulation of what they send through, right? With why they chose to partner with a specific co-speaker, why they chose to explore a specific angle of a session. We have a new track this year called The Intersection of Security and AI, which is full of sessions all in and around. You see AI scattered across the agenda, certainly, but right within that in particular, there's a lot of leaning into what's possible, why, how are we looking at it, how do we need to best define and ethically approach. But you'll see it across the track sessions. You'll see it certainly on the keynote stage. I'm excited to talk about some of those things because we've got some fun ones. You'll see it, I think, within the vendor presentations, within some of the parties that'll be happening. It has been embraced fully across our entire community.
There's also, loads of summits or seminars, I should say, and AI is one of those, two of those, but a lot of others too. SBOM, another topic that I will say I enjoy. DevOps is another one. Can you kind of paint a picture what the seminars are? Those intermixed throughout the conference and targeting different types of folks, or what's going on there?
You bet. Another really good question. And as people look at our agenda and try to figure out, gosh, how am I going to optimize my week? For some folks, it starts on Sunday because we have some executive programming that's offered on Sunday. For the majority of our audience, it starts on Monday, and you're looking at the agenda and you see some full seminars, as well as track sessions, as well as keynote sessions, as well as all kinds of things. So those seminars are put together by some of our association partners. And you are absolutely right in that they target very specific parts of our audience. The DevOps community, he always puts together a great full day of content. And he's really leaned in hard to AI and the different ways that different developers are approaching AI. It's a great set of content taking place on Monday. We also have some that's focused heavily on cloud. We have privacy. We have OWASP that's doing some interesting work. FAIR is bringing some interesting work. InfraGuard. So those associations, which service their members very well, have put together a concerted piece of content specifically for that audience to be approaching. So it's a great additional element of programming that happens under the umbrella of RSA Conference as we strive to serve the whole community with things that are of use and of interest to them.
Very cool. And Linda, any speaker keynotes that I know you're excited about it, and I can see a connection here between the art of possible and believing.
I know. I'm glad you said that because I was going to talk about that. So just a few things from a keynote perspective, or from the West Age keynotes, I should say. So first of all, Hugh Thompson, who's the executive chairman of RSAC, is going to be presenting the opening keynote this year, which is great. He's going to be talking about the importance of community, as well as trends that we've seen over the years and what we can expect in the future. So he'll be kicking off the keynote proceedings on Monday afternoon, the afternoon of Monday, the 6th of May. And of course, we have a special opening planned, which we're not going to talk about. And we're going to leave that until the day for you to find out who, what, where, and why. But it's going to be a good one. And as always, we have industry leaders and visionaries from our sponsors on our keynote stage as well. Super critical and very much a key part of the community. They have some very credible and insightful thought leadership to share with our attendees. So we are excited about that. And then I think you just touched on Jason Sudeikis with your belief.
Ted Lasso.
I think we are so excited about this. I mean, obviously, he's clearly a very talented guy and known for much more than Ted Lasso. But I think Ted Lasso is the people that watched it. It's completely touched our hearts in ways. And Britta crafted the session abstract for it. And I really love the way you framed it, Britta, and it's just made us all a little bit kinder and a little bit more thoughtful and a bit more aware of the impact of a really inspiring leader. But the other thing I think that's really interesting about Ted Lasso is that there's this undercurrent of the mental health challenges that he's dealing with. And, you know, we know that that resonates in our industry as well. So he is going to be in conversation with Hugh, which I think they're going to be a really great, a great double act. Britta, as you once said when we were talking about it, can you imagine all the kindness and niceness on stage at that point? I think it's going to be a really great conversation. And we are really, really excited about having him as part of our keynote lineup this year.
The keynote list, I keep scrolling through this, and just an incredible lineup. I'm excited. It's been a couple of years since I've had a good old chat with Mr. Mikko Häyppänen, but he's going to be on the show. What is he talking about? He's talking about
ransomware, unicorns. 10 years of ransomware, and it is It is beautiful. I have seen his slides, and you are not going to be disappointed.
Yep. So I'm always looking forward to. He has some really interesting ways of looking at things. So I'm excited about that. Any others stand out to the two? I mean, I can name names for hours here. just the people.
You know, we don't play favorites, Sean. Yeah, that's not fair to us.
I pulled a favorite.
It's amazing. Every one of them. You know what I love as we approach our keynote programming, and I actually have that screen up in front of me, and you go through and all of these amazing people, right? With all of them totally different perspectives. And Linda and I have the pleasure of doing pre-calls with all of the keynoters, getting in, understanding what they're going to talk about. And really what I appreciate the very, very most, and you know, this program is so all about the human part of things. Every one of these folks is so dedicated to connecting individually and specifically with, you know, members of the audience to the person. And they're so focused on how can I deliver a message? How can I deliver something that's really going to change and improve this community? Not just now, but forward generations with what's done. And that's what I love about the collection of folks on the keynote stage. Some of them you recognize as from our industry, and then there's some surprises in there, right? And that's what RSA Conference is all about. My call right before this was with a really great, we call it our storyteller series. It's four different presenters that are very short, 6 to 8 minute presentations, keynotes on the stage. And this woman, Caitlin Hova, is someone who she hears musical notes in color. She sees music. So she's going to share that. I would call it a superpower. You know, with the audience, and we're going to see the music through her eyes. And there's all kinds of moments like that that are spread across the RSA conference experience to hopefully make you smile and hopefully make you think a little bit differently, hopefully help you see and be inspired by that power of diversity, you know, that diverse way of thinking and approaching and looking at something really at the end of the day makes us more effective as a community.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on this because some people, when you go outside of the cybersecurity, right, speakers, and it could have been, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and there's still those guys around and women that have been around for a long time, and they're like, oh, well, what's that to do with cybersecurity? And I'm like, well, it has to do, because it has to do with society. It has to do with the fact that cybersecurity doesn't just hang somewhere in a silos, as we like to say in the industry, but is actually part of the community. So bringing people that are not necessarily cybersecurity experts, that what we deal with that, either is in sport, it's in entertainment, it is in astrophysics or science and all of that, that's what it's all about. And I love how you guys are, you've been, you know, first in line doing this for years at this point.
So
100%.
No, you're not going to name any favorites. So I'm going to pull out a couple things. I'm not going to name.
But you can.
I can name whoever I want, but I'm not going to name. Maybe I name one. I don't know. There's a data cowboy. My point with my comments.
He's
right now
awesome. He's amazing. Rom.
People, there's so much here. People need to visit this page just to see. This is my point. So there's a data cowboy. There's, where is he? The experimental physicist. There we go.
Talk to Brian Cox. Yes. That's going to blow your mind.
I love that guy.
Right?
Brian Cox.
Talking about storytelling. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal speaker. He's also a fellow Brit, so I always get quite excited about that. But, you know, I think he's so relevant for our audience. Obviously not cybersecurity, but it's that scientific brain that I think really works well for us. So, you know, he is going to be phenomenal. I'm really excited that he's one of your favorites, Marco. I think that's really great.
And black holes and quantum computing. There's a whole lot in common there. So he speaks our language in a beautiful way.
Yes. And then I get the pleasure, and I do this every year after we kick it off with you, of course, but I get to chat with a few people from SANS because they do a great job pulling trends and stats and a lot of view back and a view forward of what's going on. And I always enjoy that conversation. So my good friend Ed at Scutus helps me pull that group together. So there's a handful of those folks on there as well.
Yeah, they do a great panel every year, the five most dangerous attacks that are coming up. And year after year, that session is packed. Yep. And we love them too. They're a great partner of ours. And yeah, it's a real quality session.
Yeah. What one of the things we also like to hear about is any new, so you mentioned the AI track, and I know the AI was in the summits as well, or the seminars, but any other new tracks or topics that have come together this year?
Yeah, even though a track has the same name, there's different stuff that comes through it. For example, we have a governance, risk, and compliance track. You know, you've heard the GRC term forever and ever and ever, right? But that actually was risk management and governance. We took it back to the GRC nomenclature this year because of what we were seeing come through in the submissions. We have a really cool new one-day track called Breaking Research, and I'm excited about this one. We're approaching it a little bit differently. There's four different topics on it. We'll have identity, privacy, responsible AI, and crypto. And we've invited an author of a very recent academic paper to come present the paper. And then they're sitting in conversation with a program committee member to kind of translate. You know, you just talked about this. Let's help apply that to our audience here. Let's help understand how is that going to impact the core of how we approach things from a cybersecurity standpoint or whatnot. We have a very academically grounded cryptography track that's great for the audience that it serves. This one's going to do that connective tissue, if you will, that just helps. You know, there's this great research. Let's apply it into what we're doing. We talked about the AI track. We've got all kinds of goodness. We've got over 500 sessions across conference as a whole. And I could go through one by one with you, Sean, of all of this exciting, or, you know, encourage the listeners, go into the agenda, put in a keyword search, and things are going to pop up for you. Keyword search, yeah, SEC, yeah, because clearly that's an important theme. There's 9 sessions that have that, you know, just within the abstract. There's going to be some good coverage there, but spend some time in that agenda finding things that, you know, resonate for you, that are your art of possible, of what you want to make sure to be attending, and, you know, plot out how you're going to attack the week, because it's going to be a great week.
And I just want to give a shout out to a new program that Cecilia's working on. And I know that you're speaking to her separately, but this year we're introducing Next Stage Expo, which is a natural progression point from Early Stage Expo. And it's kind of that bridging point between, you know, the early stage environment and the full-blown expo. So for the companies that might not be ready to make that leap. So just a new program that we've introduced this year. So shout out to Cecilia. I'm sure she'll talk to you more about it, but, you know, she's constantly coming up with new ways to evolve and improve her programming. So a really great add to the program.
Yeah. And there is, again, a lot is about the community. And I'm thinking, I have to think about that, because I need to remember the first time a few years ago that I was there, I was even pre-ITSP magazine. Sean dragged me there. We were doing some marketing at the time, and I was like, I'm lost here. I don't know. The expo, everything was so big, and it got bigger and bigger. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, we are in 9 years as media partner. Sean pretty much was there. I don't even know how many centuries ago. But the people that are going to come for the first time, you know, I know that the community is there for that too. There is suggestion, maybe a few tips that we can give these people to, you know, make your path. I don't know what, how yeah. does it work?
Yeah. So I don't know if you remember last year, we were telling you about a new kind of networking program we introduced the day before on the Sunday. Yeah. We're doing the same again. So it's first timers. So it's an evening reception for first timers, but we also invite some of our Loyalty Plus attendees, so people that have been to a minimum of 5 conferences. So trying to bring the two together to learn from each other. So it really took off well last year. I think people found it really useful. And we were playing, it was like a bingo style game or a trivia game, sorry, not bingo.
Pub quiz.
And that wasn't my idea, by the way, but I did really enjoy it. But it got people together at round tables and they really talked to each other. And one of our team was actually part of one of these and they started their own WhatsApp group that was really active during the week. And I think it really helped them all kind of get through and figure out this experience together. So we're building on that. That reception is back with a bang on the Sunday night, and it's actually going to be in a venue called Spin, which is like a 3-minute walk from Moscone. It's actually a ping pong venue, but it's kind of like being in your parents' basement. So there's ping pong tables, there's couches, there's, you know, it's that kind of like basement environment. And we've got a whole evening planned of fun stuff for first timers and Loyalty Plus. And hopefully they'll find some meaningful connections at that reception and help craft their whole experience. So yeah, we're excited about that.
Love it. I'm actually officially Loyalty Plus this year. So the team, thanks to them, realized or found that my first attendance was in 2004. So 20 years ago.
Yay.
This year was my first RSA.
A Spin on Sunday night.
Yes, I'll be joining you for that and welcoming some of the newcomers for sure.
Yeah, and there was also one thing Britta said, and I just really wanted to reiterate it. It's RSA conference is huge and it can be overwhelming if you've not been before, honestly. So making a plan ahead of time is really, really critical. It's like spend some time studying the agenda, reserve a seat for the sessions that you want to go to, figure out which vendors you want to see in the expo and kind of chart your path. Cause I think it's really going to behoove you to do that. So your time at the conference is focused in exactly the way that you want to have it focused. You know, it is a big event and there's a lot going on. So
safe space for water, resting, chatting with
comfortable shoes.
We always say, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I would say spend some time, you know, if you go to the website, you know, you go into agendas, there's a good filter system. You can filter by topics and tracks of interest, the format you might be interested in, certainly pass requirement, you have different passes, there's different things you can get into, day of the week, the start time, the agenda's set up pretty well for you online so that you can filter through, you can reserve that seat, you can heart other things as favorites just in case, you know, I want to keep my short list, which also is helpful to you right after conference is over and you want to go back in, listen to something that you missed because there were 3 things going on at once that and you wanted to be at all of them. Those are captured. Those assets are there for you to continue learning from and to continue, you know, applying to your education as well as, you know, the group that you're part of back in the office.
Very good. And I think we're getting to the end of the half hour. Hard to stop because I have more questions, but we're going to have many, many conversations.
Yep.
Cecilia is going to be on. We already know that some of the speakers are going to be on and the villages, we haven't mentioned the village, but the aerospace village and others there. So a lot to talk about. I invite everybody, of course, to check as you guys said, the website, make your selection. And as far as what we're going to do, Sean, where can people find us?
Well, we have a lot leading up to where I think we're chatting with Miko, Jessica Robinson, we're going to have on, looking at the future CISO. We have Aerospace and AppSec Village. The SANS group is going to join, as I mentioned earlier. And of course, we have Cecilia going to talk about the university and the students and the innovation and all the other programs that she's involved with. So that's all exciting. And it all comes together at Broadcast Alley for us. We're going to be spending a lot of time in there recording a lot of conversations. So we're always excited to have that space. And yeah, lots of chats, lots of briefings. And I think to support the theme or in spirit of the theme, I think anything is possible that week. So we hope to see and hear new things from new people. And I think it's about the coming together. And Marco and I talk about this on some of our show, more his than mine, but some individual things are really, really powerful. But when you bring them together in a system, that's where the real possibility comes together. And I suspect we'll see a lot of that this year, a lot of it.
Yeah. The power of the community of RSA Conference.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. I'm kind of jealous for the people that go for the first time because I know it's going to blow their mind and they're going to carry it inside and throughout their career as we have been doing. So, and that's why we're here. We're excited to be once again with you. Thank you for spending time. We have a conference, RSA conference page where we will put all our conversation and news from what's going on, announcement from the team, your PR team, which is fantastic, of course. And so everybody stay tuned. There'll be more conversation. This is number one.
And, this is the kickoff.
And it's going to be all great from here going, moving on. And then, of course, we'll see you all in San Francisco, May 6th yes. to the 9th.
We will. Right. Well, thank you for having us. Can't wait to see you in person. Yep.
Thank you both for pulling together an amazing event, as always. I look forward to seeing you up there. And
we'll see you there.
What's possible.
Bye-bye.